Do you want to see those
photos? I want to see the photos.
Okay, photo number one.
How big are they? That's a man.
It's a man.
So they say. Oh,
it's
that's the same picture, bro. Oh,
it's
that's different. I like, that's different. I like that. It's different.
It is different. Oops, almost found my location.
It's better.
That on the toilet, mama.
You know what? I think it might be.
Do you want me here? Hold this while I go get a paper towel.
Thank you, mama. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry forever.
This interface is making me annoyed. Yeah. Who spurted? Oh, it was me. So, let me just do a little theory behind this. So, this is really more for one person. Because this is for Mike. It has a different preamp on it. This is for like a good guitar. The microphone will work.
The guitar.
It's for a guitar.
Guitar.
Have you interacted with that human before?
That what?
That man.
Perhaps. Never in person.
I'll never tell.
No, there's the other guy who I've had sex with who's like... Oh, so that's... you can just read the messages. Mama, just scroll down.
I'm scrolling, honey. Why were they desiring... Oh, how have you been? Ooh, close. You have... There's like AI in here. It's like, do you want to send a message that sounds like you? The trucker hat is a little much for me. Oh, the bar cart. No love anymore. Oh, mama.
It's because I have had sex with this guy before.
And you're...
Against my better judgment.
And you said, no, thank you. Why would the expiring penis, but there's penis already? And a lot of the same photos. That, you know what? That's chronic deleter.
No, this guy is a chronic deleter.
Chronic
But this is different from the expiring photo guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, that one looks a little bit more preferable. Not that I'm like a connoisseur.
Connoisseur penis.
Not smelling it with like a cigar. Like a fine cigar. Hope I don't spill again.
If you don't either.
I'm spilling. Oh, you're spilling. Let me see that. Is there anyone on there that you're like, wow, I'm glad this person reached out?
No.
Reached around, if you know what I mean.
I understand.
I'm getting reach arounds from Kris Jenner.
I mean, there's that straight guy, but...
No.
I don't want to talk to him.
No, straight guys. How straight are they? That's my question.
I mean, he acts kind of straight. It's like, I mean it as a pejorative.
Pejorative. Straight acting. Straight acting and acting.
Acting in? Straight periton and laying an imperiton.
And how many years will it be before? Like, do you think
we're
SNL?
In the Alzheimer's? Our nurse is changing us.
Mama, I'm already getting changed. Do you think? What do you think about? What?
She's afraid of touching me.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
Do you think do you think that the president will cancel SNL? Our president. Not my president.
No. He's going to make him and Elon go on it.
Mom, together. Elon's already been on it, I think.
So is he. They both
That's so disturbing.
Isn't it crazy how we have a president-vice president pair? That's the first president-vice president pair to both host an SNL.
Yeah. And he's not even vice president, is he?
Oh, that's right. It's James Dean Vance.
James Dean Vance.
What's his real name?
Jocelyn.
Joseph Dolan Vance.
Jacob D. Geller. Vance.
Who's Jacob Geller?
I don't know. My hair's been smelling like... Kind of like... The body wash I used when we were in
Venice.
Well,
you know I fancy you.
Are you okay?
No. I'm gonna go kill myself.
Don't you dare.
Commit suicide.
Mom, I cannot stress. Yeah, so I don't know. It's like, should I hook up with someone? I mean, not now.
Sure. Do you want me to? I'll go for a walk.
No.
Listen, take a nap outside.
The trans girls of Philadelphia.
The real transvestites.
They're not
serial killers of
Ebbing County, Missouri.
No, that's the real Snape wives. It's all in Ebbing County.
There's a lot going on in there. I don't know what exactly. Well, let me just ask you a question. What would be your preference?
Like, who's my dream man?
Yeah, but first of all, like, how would you want to hook up to go? Like, hello, very good to see you. I hear you have a penis. Or
depends on
like,
the person.
You like let them and you're like, hey.
It depends on the person.
Okay.
But like ideal like hookup with okay. I'd like them to. Is it at my place or is it at their place?
Your place, honey.
It has to be here.
Yeah, because they're
traveling. I let them in.
They don't live here. They live like in Delco. They're traveling through, but they want to get a piece of that pie.
Okay, I let them in the door. They're like, I want to fuck you right here.
Oh, mama.
I'm like,
very forward.
And I take them in the door. They like hump on me and kiss me like in the doorway. Ooh. And then we're like kissing.
Straight into it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want is like someone who's really horny for me.
Yeah, and then.
Like, and I'm like, no, we should go to the bed. And they're like, holding.
I want it in your hole right now, honey.
Yeah, like fingering me on the subway.
Honey.
I just want to get fingered on the subway, but my boyfriend doesn't want to finger me.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you.
Because my butthole is ugly.
It's. What is it? Like, is it the shape of a. It's actually.
The shape of a pear? Is she pear shaped or apple shaped?
Mama, I wish. And then you want a round two, is what you told me.
My baby, my. Yeah, I want to blow them. No, what I want, I want kissing, and then I blow them a little bit here, like on the ground, and then we move to either the bed or the couch, and they're straight up face fucking me for a little bit.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And then they eat my ass.
Nice.
And then we fuck. And then maybe they pull out and I blow them for a little bit longer. And then, should we keep the screen on?
I don't think it matters. It doesn't matter.
Okay. And then, and then they nut inside me. You know, like, if we're going to have a fantasy, it's going to be raw.
I hear you.
Like.
I hear you. You know, no one's ever.
And then we go for round two.
No one's ever dumped in this keister.
And I haven't?
No.
I'm sorry. I couldn't make it work.
Right, which is fine. Which is okay. But
is it?
Like, not, I recently dated a top. No?
Could that person come?
I don't care. Listen, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how much juice is from the squeeze. It just matters that it was squeezed.
But did you get any juice?
I got no fucking juice, bitch.
So you were just milking the cow?
Honey, and I was fucking milking. Anyway,
Well, if it's any consolation, I've actually felt like I can't make people come recently a lot.
Damn.
Well, but I also, like,
I can make a cum.
Had like a sexual meltdown this week, so
yeah.
I don't even know what was happening before then.
You came out like victorious, did you not?
I think we all like to say what?
You came out victorious.
Yeah, victorious justice.
Is that the
that's your
Arianko?
Yeah, that's where she got her start.
Arianko.
And she actually got her start in the 13th.
She's transitioning.
By Jason Robard Brown.
Ari Uncle.
What should I do with the thing?
I don't know what either one of those is. I don't think they're indica.
Indica?
You have to open it like a pills. But what
should
we?
Use that mine?
Well, whichever you want, I'm leaving that here.
Which should I?
Maybe I'll roll myself a joint before I leave. How about that?
Which one should I do, though? Which do you
want to
try?
Gelato. Gelato. That's not. There we go.
Well, fuck my drag.
Well, suck my drag.
Well, suck my toes. I do want my toes. I want someone to suck on my toes.
I would like a sniff of that, if.
Like,
if possible.
It's not like I want my toes necessarily sucked on.
I just want to have sex with someone who wants to suck on my toes and or something equivalent. You know?
Oh, that's nice.
So, is that some dank kush?
Mm-hmm.
Dank kush.
It could be stickier.
Stickier or stinkier? That's actually not that stinky.
No,
it kind of smells like seafoody, though, doesn't it? It kind of has like a scallop smell.
I think
are
it
you
has,
getting that?
I
or
think
am I
it maybe has a little brine
this
to
is
it.
Like way less than I thought was gonna be.
I know. Well, not it's an eighth.
Not to be like rude, like not that you did anything, but like when I felt it, I was like, "This is meaty."
Yeah, that's how it goes. You're like, "Wow, they really gave me a good pouch," and it's like, "Wow, there's, you know, there's a stamp's worth of weight in here."
They like.
Like you could send that in an envelope.
No, they like definitely like had a genie hiding in there to like up the weight,
escaped.
And then it escapes when you open it. It goes back to its owner.
Mama.
Should we get on that bong?
We need to get. I put some liquid in there. We should rip it. We should rip it. I'd like to rip it, actually.
Can you hold
it? Yeah, I can hold it. You can feed it. Feed her. Do you want to put a little tiny nugget in the bottom like you do?
Exactly.
You've got a strategy, and I like that.
You think that's enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Should we put some keef on top?
Mama. Let's green dust it.
Get green dusted.
I want to get dusted. Green dusted. This grinder is so fearsome, mother.
It's a really fearsome. Sorry.
Did you borp?
Yeah.
Borp.
Knives.
Let's get our knives out.
Knives in.
Do you want to touch knives?
Just the tip.
Did you see the Onion Knight or whatever that second movie was?
Glass onion. You know, glass ogre.
Do you think the narrative of Knives Out was, like, at all sort of, like, you know, culturally interesting, or was it just sort of, like, a fun romp?
I think it was probably not culturally interesting, but I don't really remember it well enough to say.
There's, like, one or two twists, and then Jamie Lee Curtis eats a bowl of yogurt or something, I don't know.
She was even in that?
She was in it. She was fiercely in it.
It was not Toni Collette. Toni Collette was
look it
definitely
up.
In
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I think you're thinking of Everything in the World.
Jamie Lee Curtis. She was in both.
Mama.
That's so much keef, bitch. Holy shit. Why is there so much? That's amazing. I love that. Yes. Yes. Load her up, honey.
We're about to get dusted.
Load her up. Yeah. That's so much, mama. You could fucking go to space on. Oh, the meteorite. That's a little meteor.
A tiny asteroid.
Oh, you fuck. That's fierce.
You want to take the first rip?
I'm gonna see how you do it. Well, you know what? I will take the first rip.
You don't have to. No, if you're not brave enough.
I feel brave.
Okay, now bear yourself lighter.
Weed so brave it'll have you saying, if you could change your fate, would you?
I spilled a bunch of it.
Thus?
No, the weed. Do you want me to get lighter?
Sure.
I don't know. Hold this. I need to take my pants off.
I'm leaving the other side of the track. I'm way ahead of you, honey.
Me to dance for him, but I don't know, maybe men just hate me, or maybe the things that I find sexy are not things that men find sexy.
Oh my god, I think that listen to this.
Get in that ASMR.
I'm ready.
You ready? Why
God, you're so brave. Okay, I'm gonna take a shower.
She's so smooth. Yeah, yeah, that's right. We packed it right. That's a milky hit. The milky bong rip. Yeah, over there is fine. But I would like you to ask yourself where did the bong hurt you?
What does that mean?
I mean, where was the bong that you had previously that
I broke it.
When you were washing it?
Yeah, I broke both of them. So I was washing both of them.
Well, I'm washing them from now on.
No, well, I'm not getting a bong anymore.
Well, that one's staying here. I literally, there isn't a space.
Okay, you need to wrap it back up, and I'm not allowed to use it when you're not here.
Okay.
And not in your presence. Not unless in your One Piece? Wait, you were going to say who your favorite One Piece... Wait, should we keep talking about sex? You just want cum?
No. No, I was just saying that as much as I am a hungry, hungry bottom...
You can't seem to make people...
I can make people... Listen, I don't have trouble making people...
Nut?
Nut, but they... That no one's nutting inside me is
you,
the problem.
Oh, so you did make the other person, your partner, nut.
Yeah, but...
But you just weren't getting impregnated.
See, here's the
thing. You want to get pregnant?
Can I tell you something? People misunderestimate...
You want to get pregnant in the mouth?
People misunderestimate the power of a faggot to take a dick. People will be like, oh, no, I'm too big for you. Oh, I hurt someone previously when I was trying to fuck them. Are you kidding me?
I think that is more about the other person than that is about
you. I agree, and that's why it's so fucking frustrating. Because it can't just be me being like, oh, I'm coy, but maybe. And then, like, it's a fierce, like, explosive, cum fest.
Explosive diarrhea fest?
No.
Have you ever painted anyone? No, you wouldn't have.
I don't know what that is.
Poopy.
Oh.
Have you ever made boom boom at someone?
Painted sounds, like... beautiful and like you're creative and you're saying that's
not in the gay community, boy.
Oh mama.
Bitch, I be cave painting.
Oh, I'm cave. We had to move out of the apartment.
You know,
I just,
the caves of Altamira.
What is that? What's that? A war paint?
With Ebersole and Patty LaPoe.
Ebersole.
Wahoo!
Okay, wait. We were talking about, look it up. Is Jamie Lee Curtis in Knives Out, bitch?
Fine, whatever.
Look that shit up, diva. You want to get that, milked.
Pull that shit back, Maria. Oh my god, wait, maybe she is in it. I'm starting to regret this
Mom,
so much.
You need to come to Jesus Christus. She's in the center of the picture, you bitch.
I don't see her right here. I see no Ana de Armas,
click
Daniel
next,
Craig,
bitch.
Chris Evans. Is he the killer?
Chris Evans.
Christopher Plummer.
Chris Evans.
Catherine Langford. She's the 12 Reasons Why, 40
this,
Reasons
like,
Why.
40 people. Shannon, who is that?
Did you ever? I watched that. Why did I watch 13 Reasons Why? Toni Collette.
Keep going.
Ryan Johnson. Is he actually in it?
He directed it.
I don't see Jamie Lee Curtis anywhere.
She's in the fucking poster, you bitch.
There she is.
She's
who is this bitch?
That's, you know, she's discount.
she's but this, she's the
she's the Queen's Gambit 2.0.
Oh, you, Anna Taylor-Joy.
She's the bishop. She's the Bishop's Gambit.
You're Anna Taylor hate.
She's Princess Gambit.
The princess. No, but she's also kind of older. Why does she kind of look like she could be in Garfunkel and Oates?
Mama, she probably is. She looks
is
like
this
because Garfunkel and Oates has.
Oh my god!
You're like, that looks like that person should be in this. Literally, they are.
I'm sorry, Ricky Lindholm.
Not that many actors.
You're actually kind of iconic, and you're very beautiful, but you also look kind of fucking crazy a little bit.
She looks a little bit like my high school girlfriend.
Kind of like Kate Micucci.
who also is kind of like...
She also looks fucking crazy.
She's so she's the funniest, I think, character I've ever seen.
That bitch. She is on drugs. You know the person who wrote the screenplay for that?
Yeah, dead. I know.
Yeah, he killed himself.
Okay. I think it's really funny when she's like, are we doing lesbian?
I've never done this before.
We're not doing this. Or they were for like a while. I don't know. Mama, Nazareth area. Nazareth.
Where's she? She went to Loyola Marymount? Mama. Jersey City,
Studio
Mom.
Art, Mama.
It's just Kate Micucci, and they're actually kind of perfect. They look like...
Oh, you said she looked like a puppet. She was in the Muppets Mayhem. Oh, is that like a Gaga Muppets? By the way, can I
did
just
you
say
listen
that
to it?
I found Mayhem to be
how was it compared to Chromatica?
15% memorable. Well, Chromatica was like kind of hilariously goofy and stupid and bad. This album is like if classic Gaga.
Excuse me. More generic.
Sometimes did you see the
you come music? To like something 10 years on, 15 years on.
When I also am nostalgic for an era of music that I was barely conscious for, as in the 80s, as in Lady Gaga was born in 86. She's 38, by the way, which isn't that crazy? She's not that old. She looks... Father, mother, host of Gucci.
I think she looks like a woman in her 30s.
She looked like she was in her 40s. She's so mature.
I think that you think that because she won an Oscar.
Tony...
Oh my god,
that's so dark.
Honestly, but isn't Lady Gaga just like... I feel like Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga are like living fag life.
They are.
Which I am maybe conflating with musical theater fag life.
Yeah.
But it's just like what every fag would do if they became a famous woman.
I think so.
Like, oh my god.
With the gays.
Well, that's probably what it is that Lady Gaga, like, probably performed some, like, occult mystery.
Mama.
And then she got possessed by, like, the spirit of, like, a theater fag who got cut down too soon by AIDS.
Oh, mama.
And so now, who is, like, kind of career directing her? Haunting her.
Listen, she does nothing if not for the fags or herself, which is a very fag thing.
And, you know, her current fiancé was like, you need to make pop music again.
Wasn't Judy Garland, like, A Star Is Born? Wasn't she in A Star Is Born?
She was in, like, one of the earlier... I don't know if there's, like, an earlier Star Is Born, but she was Barbara...
Yeah, Barbara also.
Wanting to do...
Well,
Judy, it's...
I don't know how she
says it. I can't do Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
But, like, also, Arianka's the same way.
Garland of Roses. What is that? Marigold? Garland of Marigold?
Merrick Garland?
Eric Garland?
No, Merrick, the guy who was, who Obama nominated to be the Supreme Court judge. And then
Mama.
Mama, we can't get into politics.
I can't because, listen, I'm gonna go crazy.
Well, it's also, like, remember when, like, that was also both, it is, like, horrible and, like, definitely eroded the, like, that was one of the first things that, like, kind of eroded the fabric of, like, American democracy.
Did you see the freaking Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy.
Oh, my God. We had one black president,
Mama.
And then white people were like, we can never do this again. We have to go back to fascism. Like,
it's so crazy that it's not just white people. It is mostly white people.
No, you're totally right. Crazy. But, like, I would say it is largely subconscious, but, like, I mean, I guess it's also, like, Obama is not the only symptom of America, like, flirting with progressivism. Like,
yeah, it's also
like Bernie Sanders is also very frightening.
The only
for capitalists.
Yeah, I suppose so, but also, I guess, frightening for leftists for some reason.
Well, I mean, I just think
it's like, yes,
Americans are haters.
Miss out on a chance to slightly arc the history of this country towards not just murdering workers or whatever? Maybe. Did it get cut down? Probably by 4chaners who were like, that's not very feminist of you. I don't, so listen, I know that Bernie Sanders is like, his voting record is not spotless or whatever, and it is not great. His, like, sort of, like, I don't know, rhetoric on race or whatever that doesn't exist. Or
well,
something.
I mean, I think the problem with the Democrats is the deal with the devil that they made with neoliberalism finally caught up to them, and they could no longer balance.
Oh, true.
It's
like when a wizard loses control of his spell.
Exactly. Like, they were like, haha, we will employ the demon of, like, the meritocracy. And, like, use that for diversity. But in an exchange, we will let capitalists strip everything of copper wiring.
Yeah.
But really what it did is it just undermined them. Now they have no political power and, like, cannot even stand up to unpopular fascism.
It's tragic.
Like,
and it's stupid, and I think that I will never trust them again. I think Mother is right.
I mean, like, I think it's not, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what, like, just, like, voting bums me out.
Voting has never felt good, I think, ever, for anybody who's, like, head is screwed on right. Even when Biden won, I was like, that seems maybe not worth it.
No.
Accelerationists will be like, we fucking told you the first time Trump was running to be elected, like, it's just, it can only be reborn from the worst possible outcome, and it needs to happen soon. I'm like, do you want the worst, let me just be old and
what
dying.
What is the worst possible, like you, worst, okay, great.
Just like nuclear holocaust.
Well, I think that people who want a revolution are either, like, I don't, like, would I like things to radically change? Yes. But I'm, like, I want to be realistic. I would not do well in a revolution. Let's just say that.
Mama. And I don't think very many people really do.
No, exactly. Like, I just, like, I'm not going to do well in any situation.
Think of Les Miserables. Who gets shot through her arm for being a sad girl? Eponine.
Well, don't you fret, Monsieur Marius. I don't feel any pain. A little fall of rain.
The girls were always like, I don't feel any pain. You know?
That's like a bit that Seth Rudetsky does with
Mama,
some woman.
Fully.
But the tigers come and roar. Remember when Susan we've talked about her before. Literally her whole gimmick is, wow, she's a beautiful face, but she's a beautiful voice, but she's that so face. Ugly.
Mama, in my high school Les Mis, there were three black people, two of them twins, women or girls, and they were both cast as, guess who?
What?
Fontaine. Across each other. So the audiences won't get disturbed. No, they were both really good singers.
What, like, were they both just sopranos?
They were mezzos, but they were good.
Doesn't she have, like, a high C? And not a dream, not yeah. a dream!
Let me ask you a question, though. When's the last time a baritone in fucking musical theater hasn't had to sing above the fucking staff?
Mama, I don't know what baritones would do. I just... You know,
I know, because you're incredible. You're a tenor.
Not a tenor.
You're a tenor, and I have to grovel in the frickin' supporting roles.
Just become a tenor.
I'll get the surgery as soon as I can.
Mama, you don't need surgery.
I know.
You could do severe voice training.
severe and fierce.
Or you could just be happy with the voice that you have. You only have your voice.
I have to tell you something about that. And it's that trans girls across the country... Are you going to scoop my poop right now?
No.
Trans girls...
Trans girls... Do they change their singing voices too?
Well, they're like, raise the soft palate. And it's like, that's going to damage your voice, bitch.
What you is it really?
What do you... If you artificially learned to control just the muscle that raises your soft palate, it's going to strain it and damage it in a way that...
Will you do it in a way that where you build strength?
Will you just, like, widen but your like fucking
the
mouth?
Way that you talk right now, you think that's not artificial?
Well, I'm not saying it's... Okay. I'm not... Listen. We're not... I'm not talking about fucking meta-ethics or whatever.
What do you mean, meta-ethics?
Meta-ethics.
Like, what you're saying, oh, it's gonna hurt it if you talk like this all the time, maybe you would get tired a little bit.
It's also
but if you didn't, like if you learned it, if you worked it into the voice, you know, like, most people...
So, let me just... Okay, let me clarify for the people... Are you shaking it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me just clarify for the
I got horny with that scenario I proposed earlier. It made me feel something in my nether regions.
Your below part, honestly.
In my below me down there part. I feel
like really crazy about this.
I just want someone but who's like, into me.
Sometimes there's a little spark.
I hope no one listens to this. Papa. Well, just nobody men are not allowed to listen. Men, stop listening.
Andrew, please listen. You're sort of a twink, so.
Do you think Andrew's like kind of like a bottom?
Should we do a little, just a little kind of look? You see it, my grindy, Tina?
Yes.
All right, let's take a look. So it's mostly women, hopefully, and then like trans guys.
I feel like I recognize a lot of these people.
Like Hats with Abby. That is Hats with Abby. She has a dyke streak.
Look, secret go dyke. Down to one other picture. Show me one other picture.
Hats with Abby, secret dyke. No.
Ooh, that's autistic. That's so autistic.
This is autistic. The Muppets, honey. Honey. Okay, this person says kinky dork. That looks like... She looks like she was born in 1817, bitch. She's like...
Oh, Mary.
I'm making a little pot pie. So sorry, bitch. You're so fucking good. You're pretty. You're just... You look like you own a pie shop, bitch. She looks like a trad
wife.
She's like, oh, that's not so trad.
Yeah.
Or is it? Is it maybe trad? I love to sniff my girlfriend's hairy pits. It's crazy that so many, like, women will have just, like, the most fierce thicket of underarm hair. And literally, I had horrible man underarm hair, and now I have angels whisperings. Like, that rosé or whatever.
You know who has...
Mom, what are you...
I can't even tell you.
You have to tell me, but you can tell me off the pod. Oh, fierce.
No.
Oh.
He was surprised by the underarm hair of someone we know.
Oh, interesting. I can't read your lips. Listen, I've done... Oh, okay. I think
remember at my birthday party?
Yes. Yeah.
You're not even laughing. It's not funny.
No.
I'm gonna kill myself.
I love
kinky dork.
Cooking. Okay, I can't call this girl out. Gunpla. That's not random for a trans girl. That's part of the story.
What does that mean?
It's, you know, like Gundams. You know how those plastic ones? Most of those someone put together with like the meticulousy of like a really good, like, what's it called when you, like, a dead body inspector? Dead pussy inspector.
Like a mortician?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, dead. I can't even look at it anymore. I need to charge it.
Yeah, you should go charge it, bitch.
Well, I don't...
If you charge anyway, it, let so me purge it. I got looked at by...
Oh, my God.
A twink.
Wait, are you sure that wasn't Boom, clap a Mimi Mouse cup. Get
No, I don't want a boost.
No, Pablo, what does the boost even do, honey?
I found that when people look at me, they don't usually end up talking to me.
What are you? What's the little cue where it's like, just for you? Oh, hello, bisexual queen.
Oh.
That is the guy. Oh, no, it's not. It's close. Boom, clap with Mimi Mom's car.
Not swap head tonight. Swap. Which of the... Oh, this guy's missing.
You want to swap loads. Oh, wait. There's that person. We can keep looking at them.
Why do... Oh.
Sorry, girl. No. You look like you...
Oh, it's like building, it's model airplanes. It's
stupid and gay, but it is.
Well, all gay people are the same.
It's also sort of straight in many ways. I love it when people do this. It's like a picture of their fucking nasty cock, and then they like make it blue, and then they like you.
But CD looking for top right now.
You're not getting... Oh,
girl,
Crossy.
I hope she's young.
Crossy.
I mean, I hope she's old.
Crossy looking
for... No, 21. I feel like you have to be above the age of 25, but I'm sorry, ladies, and I will regret this in 25 years, but like 55, that's too old to be a Crossy. Like, either commit or don't.
Trans or nothing. But yeah. Here's the thing.
But I'm going to be a 59-year-old Crossy, and then I'm going to electrocute my pussy to death.
What's the figure of speech? I will not suffer. I will suffer an older Crossy, but she has to be, like, a part of the community. She has to be out at the club, at the bar.
I'm, like, too high.
Oh, really?
I need, can you get me a La Croix?
What about the kombucha right up there?
No, I need something not with flavor or sugar.
Well, it has flavor.
No, I need a Can you just get me a fucking La Croix? I don't feel good.
I'm sorry.
I feel dizzy.
You took a fat hit, so maybe that's your limit.
Or it might be the RP.
It's been a
drink in a lot.
We ramble so hard. Were we gonna talk about something?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
No, we should. Let's find something to talk about.
Also, if you wanna, like, rest.
No.
Okay.
How dare you? I told you to not let me fall asleep, and here you are trying to get me to fall asleep. This bitch. She thinks I can't handle being a little dizzy and freaking out. Like, I was literally crashing out. It's like, oh, God.
Let me ask you a question.
What? Why would you let me freak out a little?
Have you ever taken a big, fat, green dust hit on a bong before?
No.
This bomb may have launched you into space.
Have you?
I have.
Okay, because this is probably the most green dust I've ever...
The first time I've ever smoked weed for real, I greened the fuck out.
I'm greening out. Oh my God.
I was fine.
No, I'll be fine. I feel bad for our listener. Me.
Me later.
Tomorrow. Let's talk about philosophy.
Let's talk about Hornisha.
Why do you think that humans like religion? Trust in the invisible.
Mama, we trust. That's true. We do trust in the
invisible. Dennis Kucinich. Mama, that's it. That's the title of the episode. You know, trust in the invisible.
So funny.
You're not going to title it this. You're going to title it like Madonna's periods. I love it when kombucha comes on my nipples. Am I wrong?
No, but I just wanted to make a comment on what we were actually talking about a second ago.
Which is?
I don't remember.
Dennis Kucinich.
Why wouldn't you put another sticker over it? Since the 80s?
They're really proud of him.
Or the 90s or whatever. I don't even know.
I don't know either.
I was born. Can you believe that Bill Clinton was in office? Would you believe that?
No, he's the head of Microsoft, right?
You're thinking of best friend of who's the guy who didn't kill himself?
Like, literally.
Famously didn't kill himself.
Okay. I'm trying to be funny, but, okay. Epstein.
Yeah.
Epstein.
Epstein's best friend, Bill.
Yeah. They both were.
I love how they were like, we invented this computer chip. And then people are like, we kind of don't think you did invent that computer chip. And Microsoft is like, well, believe what you want, but we made it. And like,
what?
They made this quantum computer component. Anyway, the point is that like, I just think that if you have enough like capital behind it, you can sort of say anything. Like Apple could be like, we're taking over the presidency tomorrow. And most people would be like, they make a good phone. I think they should be the president.
I mean, would I trust...
Do you think we'd elect a corporation? I'd like to elect
Bitch, Apple. You want to elect Apple
they
to...
They put an iPhone up there. That guy is
They have
such...
Siri do it.
Exactly.
Nominate Siri. Oh my god, wasn't Siri. That like... That should be a Black Mirror episode.
Or
Siri for president.
A YouTube sketch.
I think they actually did a Black Mirror episode like that.
Do you remember when Black Mirror literally jumped... Like, I hate that. Like, trope in language I think is stupid. But do you remember when we gathered around the fucking... Like cave people or like
we like gathered we around, gathered the, hearth around and, the hearth and listened to grandma tell stories of the Black Mirror.
Right, exactly.
And she danced in the smoke against the cave.
I forget what it was called, but it was like it just looped over and over and again. It was very like video game-esque.
But I didn't what?
Don't you remember?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It was like, press this button to continue.
Oh, Bandersnatch?
Yeah, it was like watching one of those old VHS video, like VHS board games from the 90s and the 80s.
I would love when...
If you fail to say thank you, you are banished. That sort of thing.
I'm scared, mommy.
Can you tell me the next thing that you were going to say?
No.
You were in high school? Tell. Hello?
Do you judge people who like Harry Potter?
Like, actively now like it?
Yeah.
Do I judge them?
Yeah.
100%.
Me too. Is that rude?
No. I think it's being real. It's like, you're okay, so...
I guess I have to judge people who like Marvel.
Yeah, but what...
Not as much, but like...
actively bad. No. So, let me think...
It's just, I'm not giving my money to that woman.
Right.
I was just thinking about it because I had a Harry Potter DVD, and that had some games on it, and I loved those games because I was very bored sometimes and yearned for video games.
When you sort of grew up in that era of 90s to 2000s, like, what was there to play, you know? Frickin'
and then I got a Game Boy.
A Game Boy?
A Game Boy Advance SP.
That's the best one.
Yeah, it is the best one. I want one.
I have one.
Don't even tell me that.
I also recently got a copy of Ruby for like $20.
I have a DS here, which I should play.
Yeah.
And 3DS.
Yeah, I took the 3DS.
Oh, you took it? Good.
Yeah. Not that it's not going to end up in the apartment at some point. It's just like... What if, I just feel like, I don't know. It's like, if you, let's say you were, let's say you're a woman, and you're like, I love this YA series. It's all about how that the main character is not a slut. And then... And then, like, 10 years later, you're an adult, or 15 years later, you're an adult, and, like, basically, it's clear that the writer on, like, Twitter, like, just active, like, very active, like, saw some Jews today in my neighborhood, not sure what's gonna happen. You know, like, just, like, bad.
Like full-on conspiracy
like,
theories.
Crazy conservatives. Like, and, like, it's clear that those themes were sort of present in the books as well. Mm-hmm. And you were still, like, I'm like the girl who's not a slut. And it's like, find a new fucking book, bitch. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you find me can you just pick another fucking thing? Like, I know that, like, the girl not being a slut has its own, like, land at fucking Universal or whatever. But, like, can you just pick a different thing?
Be is there Disney something adult. That you...
Listen, we all knew Disney was evil from forever. But just be that.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's be real. No one's whole... Like, the whole, like, deal with that as a media thing...
Is that we don't...
be reduced to one bad person, so it's impossible to cancel someone over it. So just, like, pick another thing that I don't have to think about.
I also just... But I also think that Harry Potter will probably live on beyond J.K. Rowling. Unless she, like, writes so much more.
She's gonna milk that tit till it's fucking a flap of skin on the outside of her rib cage.
But do I think, like, I... There was a time in my life...
Your finger, please. Thank you. Ricky Lindholm.
Put your arms around me. Trust in the invisible.
Trust in the grizzly.
Trust the indivisible.
I don't know. I
release,
like,
your inhibition.
I just think that here's the thing. If I was on a date with someone and they were like, so,
what
you're
Harry
kind
Potter
of giving
housing?
Me like a Slytherin vibe. And I'm like, I am a trans person. That's the only reason you said that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like after I've had a little bit of weed, I could be a stand-up comedian. I like the microphone.
I like the microphone. I couldn't.
Sometimes they hold like.
Should we do a? Should we have a comedy duo set?
Yeah.
What should it be?
Just plagiarize like old stand-up, and we redress it so it's not like, well, my Pollock. Neighbor is making eyes at my babe.
Is Pollock even a real word? It doesn't flow off the tongue very well at
isn't
all.
That,
like, I
that,
feel like...
TikTok, isn't that her last name?
What? No, she's Jewish, I think. Chaya Rajek?
Oh.
Mama.
I guess I was thinking of someone named Pollock. Anyway, Caroline Polachek?
She's probably Polish.
Is she a
yeah,
musician?
But, like, it just, I feel like a lot more slurs, like, roll off the tongue easier, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
So it's, like, when they are not, when it's, like, hard to say, I'm like, why did you invent this racial slur?
Yeah.
See, like, you, Jew.
You, Jew, that is a line.
That is a racial slur.
Parade. The musical about how the South and the South and also Civil War was actually worse for Jews.
For Jews?
And not black people.
Nope.
They're actually...
It also kind of like... It's just like, oh, how noble the Confederacy is at the beginning. What is that about?
It's about... Okay, have you not had... I mean... If you would read Ursula K. Le Guin's posthumous book about writing, you would understand that it was setting, establishment, point of view. I don't know. I'm just joking. But like then like how much point of view do we need? Like if there's a musical,
I think he just wanted to write a well. It is
he's
just
Jewish.
Yeah, I know. It's just very much like a what it, like, and he was like, there's this one instance of this happening. Yes, it's bad. So I guess it's better than if he wrote a musical like it, that. If he had written the Scottsboro Boys,
Mama. Anyway, I was talking to someone
which
about
is
it,
a musical.
And I was like, oh, it's this musical about how it, actually black people aren't. The most affected by the South, and it's
and they're evil,
and also they did it. and the person was like, "Well, if you look at the history, then like you'll know that like it wasn't him. It wasn't whatever like the Jewish guy." And I was like, "Yeah, I know it wasn't him. That's what the musical's about." And secondly, do you think that anyone had like any sort of like I don't know unconfirmed or problematic bias? Towards like convicting a black man of harming like a white small girl
like
child.
Do you really
it's
believe
like, do you really believe that person in history was black and also did it and not just like someone that like
they got blamed
governor, yeah thank you so much and it was like well it's not really about that and I'm like
it's like exactly
let me ask
like,
you a question
it, just like the framing of it is suspect to me because like
I'm making a Holocaust museum, but it's only about trans women who are cunty. It's like, that would be kind of fierce, but it's also like...
I'm sorry, I'm thinking back to like the metaphor you had. I really identify with a girl who wasn't a slut. But I have such fun feelings about non-slutty girl. You know, I really identify with her and her best friend. A boy who's self-righteous.
Oh, no, I was thinking, like, Big Tits McGee, like, Dick Suck McGee or something like that.
But she wasn't slutty. She's virtuous.
Right. She wore hats to school. Well, she actually wore a hijab.
She wore a wimple.
A wimple?
Wimple?
That's a Pokemon. What the fuck is a wimple? Kippa?
A Wimplemon?
Mama, what's a wimple?
A Whipple? It's like a type of habit.
Oh. Okay.
Where it's like wrapped up or something. I swear that this
wrap
is
wrap it up. Wrap it up, folks.
Whoa.
He likes to wrap it up.
I actually prefer to
like to wrap it up. No offense.
No.
I don't
shame at a memory. No, it's not your fault. Mama.
I support you in all your sexual things.
You know, when...
You know, it's sometimes hard when you're in, like, a horrible, disgusting kink that, like, you have to, like, siphon through. First of all, it's such a small percentage of people already who are on the app that are actually, like, also interested in what you're interested in. And then you have to sort through the people who are going to be, like...
The waves of filth.
Who are going to be, like, I want to... Just like,
I want to diddle you.
Yeah, that or like I want to press my face into your like ass when it's slick with like diarrhea or whatever.
Oh, mama! That was not what I was expecting.
And I'm not saying that those people shouldn't be able to do it.
You know what? But you gotta find someone who wants the diarrhea.
But I cannot be the diarrhea or the diarrhea. I can't do it. And it does, and that's just like a jokey way to say
the
like
diarrhea of Jane Austen.
But then there's like
wait.
But then on top of that, I don't want someone to be like. I won't ever do whatever. I want the person to mirror me exactly with, like, certain things where we're like, oh, I don't really do that. Well, once or twice.
What do you think the, like, chances of that are, mama?
I fucking should play the lottery because, honestly, that's more likely.
Like, I'm not, what I'm not saying is that you should settle to be never sexually fulfilled, but as someone who's had more sex than you,
that's fair.
I've never totally been sexually fulfilled. Mm. Like, I've had good sex.
Yeah.
I've had bad sex.
Yeah.
I've had interesting sex, but, like, never did I have sex that reduced my desire for it.
Oh, I see.
Well, in the way that is painful.
I see.
But that could just be me. Like, I do think that there is the kind of...
So it was never...
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's kind of...
Well, here's the thing.
I don't know if I'm arguing that sex can never live up to, like, your kind of fantasy of it, which I am arguing that, but also that kind of, like, if you're... it's just like you'll always be disappointed by sex if you like live in a rich fantasy world of your own, like you and I do, and you're like delusional.
Yeah.
Like,
well, like so, what you mean is you haven't
like my been, dream is to get like murdered, like Bunny.
Right. You haven't been like fucked in a way that made you feel like that, and also in your ear you heard like the universe's operating system go like, Jamie has completed sexual congress. 100% match. And you're like, oh, okay, I got to check that off the list or whatever. No, I hadn't happened to me either.
Well, no, it's, I maybe even I have felt like that emotionally, like that kind of perfect union, but it was soon replaced by shame or embarrassment or pain or whatever, or like either about sex in general, about the sex I was having or with the specific person, guilt, you know, like feeling like I did something, like it's just...
Can I have some of your kombucha? I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting cotton mouth.
Yeah.
It's like still hitting me.
Well, now we know sort of our limits, right? Maybe.
No. Well, not no, but will I do another hit? Perhaps.
You know what I think is interesting? The doctors love to be like, don't drink when you're taking this medication. And I'm like, I'll see about that. You know?
Ruh-roh.
It's not like the doctor has ever
when
been...
When she's on benzos.
So it's not like, well, I don't take benzos, so it's probably fine. But like, I feel like the doctor's never been like,
you
want to take a sip of kombucha that's slightly too alcoholic while you're taking this medication, your body's going to turn inside out. You know what I mean? Inside out. Inside out, too.
What would be your feelings if you were an inside out?
Horny.
Hi, that would be me. It'd be manic.
Manic. Panic.
Manic, panic, and nymphomaniac.
Mama. I think that that's those movies.
I've never seen them.
Are bad.
I think that. Well, he. I feel like he made Breaking the Waves, and everything since then has been either a little or a lot worse.
Breaking the Waves?
It's that movie where it's also kind of, like, psychologically evil, but it's like, Emily Watson is, like, a young woman who's, like, maybe she's, like, just, like, messed up, or maybe she's, like, a little disabled.
Is she kind of...
She's
kind of
simple. She's a simple, and she's a pure girl.
So she's
and she's in, like, some, like, conservative, orthodox, like, Calvinist Christian,
ugh,
like, church. And then she, like, falls in love with, like, Stellan Skarsgård, who's, like... Who's, like, an oil rig maintenance guy.
Oh, my God.
And then he gets, like...
Summer's Bone? What is this?
Then he gets disabled. And they get married, and then he gets disabled. And he's, like, go have sex with people so that I can, like, you know, because we can't have sex. No, yeah, basically. Basically. And then she, like, has sex in increasingly, like, brutal ways. And then she, like, goes and gets, like, raped and murdered. And then he, like, is miraculously healed. So, like, the acting is really good. And it's a very interesting plot. But it's also, and, like, but it's also, like, oh, so this woman, like, completely, like, sexually debases and destroys herself for the sake of this man. What the fuck?
I was just gonna say, like, the symbology or metaphor or whatever is so bankrupt. And
it is
tired.
So evil.
It's like nothing. It's like worse than nothing.
I think what it succeeds on is Emily Watson is really good in it, and it's just like weird and evil enough to be interesting.
Is it as evil as fucking Dogville?
No, Dogville's like full on rape and every day, right?
Most days, yeah.
So, I think that that's probably worse. And it's not like Antichrist, where it's... She slips up... She snipped the clit.
She snipped it.
And there is a really good part where she, like, hits him in the balls and he, like, comes blood.
That's pretty cool.
I, like, kind of, like... I think that if a better director had made Antichrist, then it could have been a good film. You know, like, the evil fox and, like, how she's, like, a crazy witch...
Is the evil fox related to that fox sitting on the stool?
I wish.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this movie called Wild Robot with Lupita.
Was it good?
Yeah, I think it was good. It was like you know, it wasn't like sappy and stupid like every Disney movie that's ever existed.
Is it a Disney movie?
No.
Arr.
I think it's a DreamWorks or something else.
Oh, God.
But it's not like it's a fart movie either. It's like... Shrek is a fart movie.
So it's like the Emoji Movie.
Emoji Movie is a fart movie. I think animated films in this
era... Do you think Shrek 2 isn't a fart movie?
No, I think it's a...
A Disney movie?
No, there's two... Because Disney movies can be fart movies, don't get me wrong. So,
like what? What's a Disney fart movie?
I'm trying to think of it.
Okay.
But, oh, Moana 2 is a fart movie, I'm sure. I'm sure it is. Mom, let me just tell you
something. Is,
you know what?
Is Frozen
Frozen
is like a fart movie. Olaf is kind
Frozen
of farting.
Frozen is a fart movie. Frozen 2 is not a fart movie.
That's...
It's serious. It's no joke.
It's like Hercules. Hercules!
Hercules is kind of a fart movie. I'm sorry. This is like what my criticism has become. Like, it's...
Oh, God. Okay, sorry. What were you saying? The Wow Robot. It wasn't a fart movie.
No, it wasn't a fart movie. You know what? What's it called? Migration is this? It's a fart. That's a fart movie. Ratatouille?
Not a fart movie.
What about Ratatouille's brother? I hate to tell you. I hate to tell you. It's a fart movie.
You're right. He is farty.
It's a fart movie.
It's just if there's any fat character in the movie.
It's usually a fart movie. I hate to tell you.
I mean, I feel like Ice Age is like the quintessential fart movie. Yeah. Even though I think there's any actual farting in it.
All of the Ice Ages are the baby farts for sure. I'm sorry. But like that.
But the baby's not even the first one. Is he?
Oh yeah, it's all about the baby, bitch.
Is it really?
The second one has Nicki Minaj.
She's beautiful. She's huge.
I think having
but she's a mammoth.
She's huge.
But she's so beautiful.
That's the most amazing. See, because she's in it, not a fart movie. She would not. Her character would not bide. That kind of.
You're totally right. So that movie that Beyonce was in, that animated movie, must not be a fart movie.
She was in an animated movie,
and then she's also in Lion King.
Not a fart movie.
Yeah, are any of the live actions fart movies?
I don't even think the animated one is a fart movie.
No, there's Pumbaa.
Pumbaa does fart. I'm sorry, it's a fart movie. I don't know.
But
what
that if he can, like,
do you think the whale is a fart movie? I bet it is.
The whale.
Yeah. Like, what do you think?
Okay. What about what's hitting Gilbert Grape?
Oh, Mama. I don't think it is, but it might be.
What about Forrest Gump?
I can't remember. I'm sure Lieutenant Dave.
And what about Sling? I sure do like these.
I'm sure Sling Blade is. They've got a line that goes, "I sure do love them French fried potatoes."
Do you think that there's a Miyazaki movie that's a fart movie?
I don't know.
I mean, there is that one. I feel like
in Spirited Away. Is there like some spirit that farts?
No. Well, if they do, it's like. Kind of like realistic and disgusting. Like there's the stinky river spirit that like poops into her hands.
Yeah, but it's like more. I think it's more artistic. It's almost exactly about how it's handled, right?
Like maybe Ponyo is too pretty. There's no farting in that. No. I mean, I feel like there's the one that little fat dog in Howl's Moving Castle is a little farty.
You mean Howl?
No.
What do you mean?
You know when she's like going to the callus to visit Madame Solomon?
Wasn't Howl that dog?
No, she thought it was Howl, but it wasn't. It was just Madame Solomon's dog.
I think not farty, but very wise.
Okay, no,
it's
he's a little
sort of how it's like, handled, I think. He's like
he's old.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay.
What
about Totoro?
That would be, but it's probably not.
But he's just sleeping. He's not farting.
He's just sleepy. He's not farting.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy, though? I feel like...
That's incredible.
Oh, Austin Powers, gold member, certainly a fart movie. Because...
Beyonce!
I know, she's in it.
But how dare they?
She was like 19 or 20 or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, Nicki Minaj was fully a woman, I think. Grown woman.
I'm a girl!
And she was in, Ice Age 3 or 2.
I'm trying to think about...
Like... Just think about the sloth character.
Wait, are like Marvel movies?
That character
fart movies?
Was invented to have its mouth farted in. Like.
Okay.
There's definitely there's at least a Marvel movie that's a fart movie. I mean, the thing is that like they may be spiritually a fart movie because like there might be like a part in the narrative where.
The mega fart
like
tore a hole like, in the stratosphere.
No, it's like I don't know, like the big, the alien guy with the scars on his body farts a little bit, and then the raccoon says like, "Hey, put the gas in the tank, not in the cabin," or whatever. You know what I mean?
I'm sad now.
It's awful.
Just the way you like described that, it made me distrust media all over again.
Mama, that's why we need to have our own media company, and we'll call it Info Battles.
Nope.
I don't really know what Info.
Why
is.
We can't? No, we can't like rip off Info Wars again. Like if you, we're already ripping off NPR.
That's so true.
And Nathy Peluso.
What do you think she's doing, Nathy?
We'll never know.
We'll never
She released
know.
A new album, I think.
Oh, and we did not listen to it.
You know what? That should be our goal. I'll listen to Nathy before I go to Spain.
It should be our goal.
We should give Nathy her due.
Oh, you're going in May.
In May?
When should I avoid the Madrid train station?
I really have no idea.
You're going to arrive and be like, all right, let's do it.
I'm going to float in, like, the minute I see them. I'm going to turn my brain off.
Botticelli. You're going to say, give me some wine. Give me some olives and some wine. Mama, the thing about going to Spain is that all you need to know is that the architecture is pretty, the art is plentiful, and the food is olives and wine.
Pero yo tengo que traducir
sí.
El español sí. Para toda mi familia.
Yeah. You just have to look like you really know the language, and they'll be like, ooh. Wow, you're so good at things well, that your brother's not.
I'll be able to...
and you'll just be like, yeah, I know.
I'm actually... Ever since I got out of the hospital, I've been rising up in stock.
Mm-hmm. Is the doctor coming?
Yes.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're... I'm just gonna let the dog run loose for...
Just let that dog. My asshole is like mouth of tired dog. As classic.
Oh my god, I was gonna tell you about how Nana...
Please.
Trust in the invisible. My mom, she would hate me, but Nana would never ever listen to this, so it doesn't matter. But my mom was like, so it's been really annoying because like Nana crashed her car. This is like when Vince and I get in the car, like when they're picking us up. And
amazing.
I understood it because she had so much to tell. Why she started to rest, but I was
so
like, she was like, we've been up here like all week, like doing shit for Nana, but I'm actually kind of thankful because now I think that she won't be able to drive anymore because she's such a terrible driver. So what happened is her car suddenly lurched forward through a median and like over a grass and knoll and down a hill into a road, but she didn't get hit. And
down a hill?
I don't really. I may be exaggerating a little.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, Nana did not get in a crash.
Thank
but
God.
She did have some whiplash and back pain. Actually, a lot, apparently. Oh. But my mom was, like, not very sympathetic because she was like, I have chronic pain. So, like, how bad could it really be?
Fears.
But she was like, actually, thank God, this is a blessing. But like, now she's really unhappy because she's stuck in Cohasset and there's nothing gonna do there and she can't drive anymore, which we think is good because she should not be allowed to drive.
So what you're telling me is she should have just fucking stayed in Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
She could, listen, how bad could your life be if you're rich and you live on Battery Wharf and you can just walk into the north? You can walk any, you can get anything you
and
want.
And she could have kept her car if she had been there.
She just would never have driven it, because, but the valet would drive it for her.
Oh my, yeah. But so, I think that, you know, trust in the invisible. You'll get what you want, but it'll not be in the way that you wanted. Like, my mom wanted Nana to not be able to drive, but now she has to take care of her and, like, had to do her banking. Because, like, Nana was behind on that because she had not been feeling well, I think. And girl, I don't even know. And my mom was like, I don't want to do this. I was like, then don't. Then, like, hire a fucking nurse.
So, what you're telling me is that I should say something like, ugh, I really want my grandmother to, not think she can walk down the front steps anymore, and then she dies, because what I wanted was not that she dies, but something ironically related.
I think, but you have to genuinely want something else.
Oh, I don't want anything else.
Like, you know, like, I hope that there isn't something that massively dams up the Allegheny and Monongahela rivers, causing very swift flooding. And yeah. Okay, that doesn't work. Okay.
I think, but, no,
you have to kind of go at it a roundabout way.
Yeah, right.
Like, if you're trying to get what you want, like, well, I just, like, think it's less about, you cannot, like, willing magic is a little different.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that when you will with magic or prayer, there will be unintended consequences.
Wow. I sure hope that if she ever passes away, that the will proceedings will, they'll go really slow. I don't know.
No, like, wow, I love that street that your grandma lives on.
Oh, right.
I hope it never burns down or anything.
Right, right, right. Or I hope it lives for, I hope that street is fun and cool forever.
Yeah, I hope everything's good there every single day.
On fire. See, here's the thing, and I have to, now if I say it the night, then it's over. I can't even leave this, I can't go on that side of the state. But what if I just, like, ordered a case of Tito's just to the front anonymously?
If you didn't have to pay for it, I think that's fine.
Yeah, but then, like, I think what would happen is that there would be a horrible accident. Oh, I hope there's never a horrible accident at 81 Longview Drive, Pittsburgh. Oh. I literally don't care. Dox that shit. I don't really care.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
SWAT her, dox her.
Asking your followers, us.
How do you SWAT? Like, she's got a bomb. Bomb pussy.
She's harboring.
Oh no. She's harboring Russian agents.
No, it would. They'd be like, oh good. They love the Russians.
That's so crazy. I feel like they're so horny for Russian power. No way.
Donald Trump is cucked by the Slavs.
There's like nothing you could do that would. It's crazy. Like, although I do like that Zelensky was just like, I'm pissed off and I'm leaving. I think that everyone should be able to do that if they want to.
Yeah, I hope that people don't, like, put up with the U.S.'s bullshit.
The U.S. has always been imperialist, and they always
Yeah, exactly. Like, I hope that this is the last straw, and they stop, like, again, like, putting up with our bullshit.
What sucks is, like, I don't think that the world or this country would be better off if we're like, nuked or whatever. But, like, that Trump would sooner nuke than give up power or whatever, you know what I mean?
I You don't think Elon Ma is against nuking until he can get to Mars?
I think the thing, Elon Musk, well, he'll just go to the compound of like 500 buildings with a 17-foot high fence with 13 snipers in fucking Johannesburg or wherever.
I just like can't be bothered to think about like nuclear holocaust. You know, if that happens, okay. The end. You know.
The thing is that...
I'll probably fuck a bunch before it ends.
Wouldn't be the end exactly. Necessarily. Ooh. How do you feel about that?
Like, what you mean, like, Mad Max Fury Road? Or, like, mutants? Like the Hills Have Eyes?
Mad Metamucil Horny Road.
Oh, she's gonna clean out?
I feel like I'm... Yeah, I'm painting. Painting this fucking room, bitch.
I want my M&Ms.
I'll get them for you. I think maybe we should...
Yeah, we should end this.
We should sign off.
I'm done. Should we, like, have a sign-off? What a dream of dreams. I just, like, when I say trust in the invisible, I think what it is that, like, know that, like, what you put out into the world will come back to you. So...
And when I say trust in the invisible, I mean...
Like, you give out cigarettes to other people for free, and you are gifted a full box of cigarettes.
Bitch, that's so true. You're so wise.
What you give out into the world will come back onto you tenfold. If you give it with grace and light. Trust in the invisible.
Trust...
I have no other...
Trust in the invisible.
But also... And also, be wary that everything that you wish has unintended consequences. Like when I wish that my boyfriend would get that job and then Trump got elected because I wasted all my magic on my boyfriend.
Hmm. Concerning.
Concerning. Yes, Trump's election is my fault. I take full responsibility.
Okay. Bye.
Sorry, I'm itchy.
Bye.
Bye.